General Qureshi, I'm asking you if the Pakistani government believes that the intended target here was indeed the U.S. embassy, consulate.
Frankly, it's too early to say that because this explosion took place on the main road. Yes, the American consulate, not the embassy, but the consulate building was close by. So was the Marriott Hotel. And if the target had been the consulate itself, then there was a side lane, a filter lane that passed very close to the boundary wall of the consulate. So we are not sure. We are not closing any options. We are investigating all angles, including whether there were any foreign intelligence agencies involved, because we have indication that there are attempts to destabilize Pakistan and Pakistan's economy by scaring away investment, especially foreigners.
Let me follow you up on that. Who does the Pakistani government believe might be responsible for such an attack?
Frankly, we do not point fingers before we have concrete evidence, unlike our neighbors, India, who at every incident or any ill, they blame Pakistan for it straight away. We don't do that. We will come to a conclusion once we have hard evidence, and we will then lay the blame squarely on who we think is responsible.
You have mentioned India, however. Is there not a possibility that this could be the work of extremists, Islamic extremists, with links to Al-Qaeda, as some police sources in Karachi have been quoted as saying?
Yes, I've heard of that. That's a possibility also, because there are a lot of people, however much in minority, whatever the small scale, but there are extremist elements who are not happy with Pakistan's war against terrorism, and these extremist elements could also be responsible. That's one aspect that we will continue to investigate.
In January, President Musharraf promised to eradicate extremism in Pakistan. This kind of attack would seem to suggest he hasn't made much headway.
I would not agree to that, because this international terrorism has hit the whole world. It has hit the United States. It has hit Europe. There were incidents in France, in Germany, in Spain. So frankly, we cannot lay the blame on lapse of security in Pakistan, because countries with much more resources and money are still subjected to this terrorism. So it's not that President Musharraf has not been able to succeed. There's a lot of effort that is going on. There's a lot that is being done. And I think we have been able to move in a very balanced fashion towards eradication of extremism and terrorism.
General Qureshi, many thanks to you. General Rashid Qureshi is the government spokesman for Pakistan.